This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Sponsorship for this show comes from SoFi Invest. Alternative investments are now available on SoFi. Unlock the potential to build and protect your wealth with alts, including real estate, venture capital, pre-IPO unicorns, and more at SoFi.com/tboy.
Alternative investment funds have unique risks, including the risk of loss, may charge high fees, can be illiquid, and aren't suitable for all investors. Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and important information contained in a fund's prospectus prior to investing. SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Tuesday, T-Boy Tuesday, July 27th.
Big start to the week. Stocks hit a record all-time high yesterday.
Jack, Snacks also hit an all-time record high.
This is the best one yet. Snackers, for our first story, Bitcoin jumped 15%. Because of a rumor.
The rumor, Bitcoin will soon become an accepted payment form on Amazon.
The reality?
Yeah.
No. Amazon denied it.
No, that happened in the middle of us actually preparing this story. Second story, Jack, what do we got?
Hasbro just surged 12% because My Little Pony is getting a Netflix show.
Yeah, in fact, Hasbro has its very own secret movie studio. True story.
For our third and final story, Tesla just reported earnings, but we're looking at Tesla's copycat.
Lucid just went public. Awkwardly, thanks to Tesla.
But Snackers, before we hit those three stories.
I love this mix today, Jack.
Those three stories and this podcast are going to be under 20 minutes long.
So technically, Jack, I'm looking at my watch here. We're right on time. Yes, we are.
But if a party's at 9 and you show up at 9, you're actually early for that party.
Kind of awkward, but a British news agency, Southwest News Service, found out that we all have different definitions of the word late.
For a social event or a meeting,
yes,
the average cutoff time of what is determined as late is 13 minutes.
So, Jack, let's say dinner is 8 p.m. We're okay if buddy Timmy rolls up by 8:12. That's cool.
He's on time. He's chronologically late.
That's true.
But he's socially on time.
Yeah, so Timmy, you're fully forgiven. Not a problem. We'll talk to the hostess.
The study, though, didn't stop there.
No, it didn't.
We also learned about what we're calling adjusted times to meet.
Jack, I love the word adjusted here. Uber, it has adjusted profits. We have adjusted dinner reservation times.
47% of us routinely tell our friends that an event starts earlier,
yeah,
because we assume our friends are going to show up late.
Ipso facto, Jack, if we tell Timmy the 8 p.m. dinner is actually at 7:30 p.m., Timmy's going to show up at 8 p.m., baby.
There you go. It's great. But then punctual Pauline,
not a real person,
isn't 5 minutes early like she planned to be. She's 35 minutes early because we had to adjust for Timmy.
So Jack, what we're trying to say here is that we all have watches and yet we're all on different time.
Because of our chronically late buddies.
I just got out of the shower. That actually means I just turned on the shower.
I'm just 3 blocks away. I'll be there in a minute. It actually means I'm 43 blocks, 2 subway rides, and a long sprint to the front door.
Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way.
The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, this one was wild. Bitcoin jumped over 15% on rumors about Amazon and Bitcoin.
The rumors weren't true.
No, they weren't.
And Bitcoin then reacted like a responsible adult.
Snackers, we've said this before. We'll say it again. Jack, if you want to know what a company is doing, where do you go? Who do you call? Not Carmen Sandiego.
You look at their hiring page. You look at the career section on their website.
Because first you got to plan, then they got to get the people.
then they got to build the product.
The career page is where you see the people before the product.
It's the three P's. Now, let's take a look at Amazon job ID number 1644513, real job, posted last week.
In other words, job ID for the 1,600,000th Amazonian. Digital currency and blockchain production lead.
Jack, I got it up right now. They're looking for an MBA with quote unquote aggressive intellect. And get this, a roll up your sleeves attitude.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, that's code for you're not sleeping and you're peeing in a bottle.
Stackers, 1 week after that conspicuous job posting, we get this news yesterday over from the UK.
A PFWTM, a person familiar with the matter, says that Amazon is going to accept Bitcoin by the end of 2021.
She said, and I quote, they're ready to roll.
That is a huge deal with one asterisk.
Well, this was an anonymous insider speaking to London City AM newspaper.
Exactly. So like Jack, anonymous insider on like the spectrum of PR is like a friend's mysterious boyfriend from when they were studying abroad.
And that mysterious pen pal says that Bitcoin's actually just the beginning of Amazon's ambitions in cryptocurrency.
I promise they're real. There were lots of dates.
The insider told City AM that Amazon's going to add 8 other cryptocurrencies acceptable form of payment on Amazon.com.
Now, that was some pretty juicy information because it would mean 40% of America's e-commerce was now like Bitcoinable.
But the even bigger nugget was this.
In 2022, Amazon would launch its own cryptocurrency
called Prime Coin, which would... I'm telling you, this insider is like a CIA operative.
Yeah, they didn't come up with Prime Coin. We did, but like we were thinking they should just run with the Prime Coin thing.
So Nick and I were ready to cover that story. But then came this right before we pushed record and we totally had to pull an audible on this takeaway.
3:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bloomberg tells us Amazon denies reports of accepting Bitcoin.
Everything we just said, all those juicy rumors, all the details from the insider, they're not true.
I'm like, Jack, put down the Spindrift. We got to rewrite the takeaway. So Jack runs the takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon and Bitcoin, which we just redid.
Bitcoin fell, and that might be good for Bitcoin.
Here's how we're seeing this. When Bitcoin was up 15% on rumors alone, kind of concerning because they're just rumors and it hit $40,000 by 4 p.m.
Yeah, rumors shouldn't move trillions necessarily. But then Amazon denied those rumors.
And it fell 8% in less than 2 hours.
So Bitcoin's price went up on hopes of a really positive development with Amazon.
We've seen that in Bitcoin before.
But then, and this is the big part, Bitcoin came down on the disappointing news that it wasn't right.
Which we haven't always seen in Bitcoin before.
Bitcoin coming down on news that the Amazon rumors were untrue was a sign of maturity.
And that's exactly what should happen in a healthy market. For our second story, Hasbro. The stock just surged 12% on honestly the biggest week for toys of the entire summer, Jack.
Nick, toys are driving Hollywood right now.
Feels like a bumper sticker moment, Jack. Also, Mattel reports earnings today.
But yesterday. Hasbro announced their revenues were up 54% last quarter compared to the year before. I know what you're thinking. Last year was crazy. Don't compare to last year. Well, guess what? Compared to 2019, Hasbro was still 9% better.
Okay, let's talk about the lineup here, Jack. Board games, they slowed down a little bit.
You're not playing Monopoly for like 6 hours on a Tuesday anymore.
In the meantime, though, Magic the Gathering and Dungeons and Dragons living their best lives.
Were you playing Magic the Gathering on the Upper East Side?
So like I wasn't playing, but I had these cards because I felt like I couldn't have friends without them.
Same. I got the cards to fit in with my older brothers.
I'm not going to lie. I was scared by the cards. There are scary characters in those cards.
I've got a whole bunch of cards in a box somewhere in the attic somewhere.
Everyone has that box, and it's probably a fire hazard.
Sales of Dream Devourer Magic the Gathering cards are at an all-time high because it's a great way to escape the reality.
But then Jack and I noticed this shocker in the earnings report, and we were fascinated.
TV and film deals are what is driving Hasbro's growth.
Jack, had you ever heard of E1 Entertainment One?
I hadn't. It's Hasbro's profit puppy in Hollywood.
That's right. Hasbro has a TV and movie production company based in Toronto that they acquired like back in 2019. We didn't even notice.
And the next like Oscar eligible hit is My Little Pony, A New Generation.
Jack, what are they going to do to My Little Pony?
Well, they're going to include a new cast of little ponies and a whole bunch of CGI for this thing.
So what you're telling me is they're like, they're Lisa Franking
The Little Pony situation.
That's right. And it comes out in September on Netflix.
Wait.
And it's not just little ponies. Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Back it up, back it up. My Little Pony got a Netflix deal?
Yeah.
That's wild. Oh, yeah. Oh, Clifford's getting a deal too with Paramount Plus. They're getting a streaming deal.
And it's not just streaming. Entertainment One just put out a G.I. Joe movie.
Wild.
Called like Snake Rats or something.
That's intense.
And that's going straight to the movie theaters.
Okay, so Hasbro's probably asking Michael Bay for like another Transformers trilogy too.
I bet you they are.
Absolutely. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Hasbro Hollywood?
Entertainment is the catalyst that unlocks the next level of value for Hasbro stock.
Snackers, that's not our quote. That's a direct quote from the CEO of toy company Hasbro.
He didn't mention the stock, but the rest of it is a direct quote.
See, media, it turns toy sales into box office hits, which then sells more of the original toys.
And Entertainment One has done 200 movie and TV productions.
That's a lot.
Not all of them are based on Hasbro, but 30 are based on toys and games directly from Hasbro.
So Hasbro's now planning a Dungeons & Dragons movie for 2023.
A lot of kids in a lot of basements are gearing up their bikes to go to this movie.
Rival Mattel is doing a live-action Barbie movie with Margot Robbie.
It's the opposite order of the Disneyfication we've told you about, but with the same profitable results.
Exactly, Jack. Because Disney, they started with a movie, then they sold toys, which then drove sequel movies.
Hasbro does it in reverse. They start with the toys, then they sell the movies, which drives further toy sales.
Jack, how do you spell Disney backwards?
Hasbro.
For our third and final story, Lucid is officially a publicly traded stock today.
Lucid is trying to steal Tesla's thunder.
Yeah, it is.
That's its business model.
That's the whole business model. By the way, Jack, we should talk about Tesla if we're going to talk about Lucid right here. They're dominating.
Yeah. Snackers, the most recent data we have is 2020. In the first half of 2020,
this is insane.
81% of all electric cars sold in the US were Teslas.
You're going to sit down, stand up, and sit back down again. 81% of all electric cars, US, Tesla.
And they just announced earnings for the second quarter of this year.
Yesterday they did.
And it was another profit, eighth in a row.
Get this, Tesla brought in a record $1 billion of profit in just the last 3 months.
That is nearly double what analysts expected.
Now, that's like a huge deal that Tesla did this, but all the attention was kind of over on another electric car company called Lucid yesterday morning.
Lucid completed their merger with a publicly traded SPAC, and now they're a publicly traded stock.
Yeah, eventually the ticker symbol is going to be LCID, and Lucid...
It is right now.
It is. There you go.
LCID. Their fortunes changed in 2013 when they hired Peter Rawlinson, who became the CEO.
Jack, check in his LinkedIn here. He's got an interesting history.
He's the former lead engineer of Tesla's OG sedan, the Model S.
And so he's doing what he does best, what he knows best. He's building Lucid just like Elon built Tesla.
Look fast at Lucid's business plan. You think it's Tesla's business plan.
It is. The Wall Street Journal like literally called it a Tesla wannabe.
The big difference though, which is a major difference.
There is a big difference.
Instead of two headlights, Lucid just has one long headlight across the front of the car.
Jack, I'm looking at this right now. It's kind of like the unibrow of headlights. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And claiming that they're a different company is kind of like Vanilla Ice saying, no, it's totally different than Queen.
So Snackers, Jack and I jumped in snack style into the investor deck, which like looks like they're trying to sell us a luxury watch.
Well, the funny thing, for a luxury company, Lucid still hasn't sold their first car. And yet, they're worth almost as much as Ford Motor Company.
That is insane. Their first car hasn't been sold yet. It hasn't hit the road to a driver, but it's called the Air and it's close to production.
It's basically a Tesla Model S, but it's not a Tesla.
Jack, they call it like not luxury. They say this is post-luxury, which is apparently a thing.
I would take either.
Yeah, we will. Because there are a lot of things like Lucid that are just like a Tesla.
Yeah, the first car, the Air. It's going to be $77,000, which is basically the same as the Model S.
Just like Tesla, then they're going to come out with cheaper models. They call it progressively attainable vehicles.
Also, just like Tesla, their showrooms litter high-end American cities.
Yes, Jack. This is like an Apple store mated with a Sephora store.
Again, look quickly at the showrooms. You think it's a Tesla showroom.
Post-luxury. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Lucid?
Tesla had to convince investors. Lucid doesn't.
Snackers, from Tesla's founding in 2003 to 2019, it was like always on the brink of bankruptcy. We know because Jack and I were shareholders for a while. It was pretty freaky.
We also covered this company for the past 10 years. It wasn't until the success of Tesla's higher volume Model 3 in 2019 that Wall Street finally started trusting Elon.
Well, Lucid hasn't sold a single car yet, and yet it scored an eye-popping $43 billion valuation, almost as much as Ford.
What it took Tesla 16 years to earn, Lucid has already earned without selling a single car.
But honestly, we're thinking that's thanks to Tesla, because it's broadly understood now that electric cars are a booming industry.
And Lucid has $4.5 billion in fresh cash thanks to this merger to build new factories with.
But it can thank Tesla for getting that money so easily. Jack, can you whip up the post-luxury takeaways for us over there?
Bitcoin went up 15% on a rumor and then down 8% on denial of that rumor.
For such a bullish asset, falling on bad news is a sign of maturity, and that's a good thing.
Hasbro's toys are great. Monopoly, magic cards.
Entertainment, movies, and TV shows. That's, though, what unlocks the next level of value.
Tesla got Wall Street excited about electric vehicles.
And Lucid is riding all that Tesla love to a whopping $43 billion valuation. That's like 2.5 lifts, no joke. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by a legendary snacker, her third snack fact, maybe a fourth, Kelsey Black from lovely Austin, Texas.
We mentioned the other day it's National Ice Cream Day, but that was the other day.
It was. So that's over. But technically, it's still National Ice Cream Month, Jack.
It's very much still National Ice Cream Month.
It is.
George Washington's favorite food was ice cream.
It was. And in the 1700s, ice cream, it was more of like a savory thing, not really a sweet thing. So different flavors.
There was definitely a lot of sugar and a lot of cream, but they also threw in George Washington's three favorite ice cream ingredients.
Jack, could I interest you in a scoop of asparagus?
No, thanks.
Or a scoop of Parmesan?
Absolutely not.
And then third and final, I know you're from a landlocked state, but how about oyster? Would you like the oyster flavor?
I don't even like oysters plain. Maybe I'll like them as an ice cream.
Okay, yeah.
George Washington, his teeth were made of wool.
Good point. Snackers, you look fantastic today. Jack, can't wait to do this with you tomorrow.
Same. Snackers, share snacks with your friends, and Nick and I'll see you then.
Ask your friends, HYHYSD.
Have you had your snacks daily?
If you know, you know. And before we go, happy birthday to Annie Pompea from Laurel, Maryland.
And Chris Rudigrap in Marin County.
And Caleb Liao in Houston, Texas.
And Richard Lopez in Atlanta, Georgia.
And happy birthday, Dustin Ellis in Jacksonville, Florida.
And James Gaskell has never missed a full week of snacks.
Never. Ever.
If you're celebrating something today, snackers, make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon and Netflix, and Nick owns stock of Apple.
The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Post luxury.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.